Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me once again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
You just returned from the National Rural Assembly. Tell us a little bit about what that is.
Sure. Well, this is the fourth National Rural Assembly. The first one was in 2007. And we met out in Bethesda, Maryland, which is, you know, just a hop, skip, and a jump from Washington, D.C. And this is a meeting of lots of rural groups and organizations that represent rural interests. They all get together and discuss rural issues and discuss what we're going to do about these things. And this year's meeting, I think, was interesting because although it wasn't said outright, I think we were all meeting in that context of the Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack's speech last winter about rural and its relevancy.
Absolutely. And he was actually present at this event. And well, apparently he said rural America should be outraged there's not a farm bill passed.
He did. He was carrying on his theme that rural needs to get together and show a unified force and tell, you know, Congress that we're not happy with what's going on with the Farm Bill and how good rural-focused programs are being held hostage by the nutrition programs.
Right. And there's also the, on the converse side of that would be the supports that go to agriculture mm-hmm. for various crops and various mm-hmm. plans. So, you know, it does become kind of a political football, but there needs to be something because it just keeps reverting back to old legislation.
It does, yeah. There really actually hasn't been a permanent farm bill passed since 1949. These have all been temporary extensions.
I wasn't even born yet.
Yeah.
And I was born a long time ago.
Yeah. There are all the crop supports and all of the good programs for agriculture in there. There are also a lot of programs for the rest of rural America. Mm-hmm. There, particularly in the utility services area, which is, you know, electricity and now broadband, and all of the rural development programs that mm-hmm. work with small businesses and wastewater treatment facilities in small towns.
Now, I know you guys talked about other stuff besides the Farm Bill. I know there was some conversations about probably transportation mm-hmm. that always comes up. Immigration, kind of one of the topics that gets talked about as well.
Right, yeah. And one of the things that was brought up that I was glad to hear that was brought up was the fact that immigrants really supply an awful lot of the agriculture workforce. And if the immigration bill was styled in such a way that all of those folks had to leave, agriculture and, you know, consequently our food supply would be in big trouble.
Very interesting. Well, thanks for your update on the National Rural Assembly. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.